For WMRA News, I'm Bob Lebeke. Nelson County distillery owner Denver Riggleman is Republican's choice for the 5th District. Another woman is found dead after last week's floods. And in addition to Medicaid expansion, last week's budget also features more money for teachers. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, June 4th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the Shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Nelson County distillery owner Denver Riggleman is Republican's choice for the 5th Congressional District to replace outgoing Representative Tom Garrett. Riggleman, who made a run for governor last year, won the nod from the 37-member committee on Saturday after several rounds of balloting. He faces Democrat Leslie Coburn in November. Garrett, a freshman Republican, announced last week he will not seek re-election to recover from alcoholism. The 5th District stretches from Fauquier County in Northern Virginia down to the North Carolina border and includes Charlottesville. It last elected a Democrat to Congress in 2008. Also, a Madison County woman missing since last Wednesday's flooding has been found dead. The Madison County Sheriff's Office said the body of 43-year-old Tasha Hardy was recovered Saturday morning. The Daily Progress reports that Hardy had been camping with another woman before a music festival. The two were crossing a stretch of water in a rugged terrain vehicle when Hardy went to step out and was washed away. The other woman became stranded but was rescued several hours later and taken to a hospital. The search continues in Albemarle County for another woman who was swept away by floodwaters near Ivy Creek last week. A second occupant in that Prius was found dead. The historic agreement to expand Medicaid received plenty of attention during this year's General Assembly session, but the recently passed budget includes another important attraction: raises for teachers and state employees. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Teachers in Virginia will get a 3% raise. That'll cost about $130 million. State employees will get a 2% raise. That'll cost about $87 million. Lawmakers were able to go on a spending spree of sorts this year because the federal government will now be picking up the tab for about $400 million worth of health care currently paid for by the state. Republican Speaker Kirk Cox helped craft the deal.
As a 30-year school teacher, I just think school teachers really deserve a raise. We're going to have that to solve the teacher shortage. So a 3% raise for teachers I thought was key.
Teachers might feel like they've won the lottery because, in part, they have. The budget deal struck this week moves about $75 million of money that had been supplanted from the lottery revenues back to education using a per-pupil allocation. Chris Duncan at the Commonwealth Institute says it's an end run around a budget shell game.
Trying to get more towards the intent of the lottery program to be a boost for schools rather than a way of kind of maneuvering dollars around the budget.
The raises for teachers won't kick in until next summer, and local school boards will have to approve matching funds before teachers will start seeing bigger paychecks.
Finally, a legal fight over public access to local government raises new questions about Virginia's freedom of information law, and Michael Pope has that report.
A lawsuit in Rappahannock County is raising new questions about how much public business should be conducted in secret. At issue is the Board of Supervisors' decision to replace an outgoing county attorney. Megan Ryan of the Virginia Coalition for Open Government says local governments often choose to exempt these kinds of discussions from the public, even when it's not necessary.
Exemptions are discretionary, and that's true in the meeting setting. Public bodies are not required to meet in closed session to discuss personnel matters. They choose to.
Virginia legal expert Rich Kelsey says local governments should not be looking to shoehorn anything they can into the public records exemptions. They should be looking to use them as narrowly as possible.
And if public bodies do that, one, they'll gain more confidence from the people, and two, they'll have fewer fights over about what it is they're trying to keep secret from the people they represent.
The case has been bogged down in process, whether the complaint was filed the right way. So far, courts have yet to weigh in on the merits of the case. How much of the Rappahannock County Board of Supervisors' public business should be conducted behind closed doors? I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Monday.